Most musicians would be lucky to record a hit in one genre. Darius Rucker has done it in two. His career got a boost of rocket fuel in 1994 with the rock band Hootie and the Blowfish. The album Cracked Rear View had three top 10 hits. Then, in 2008, Rucker moved on to country and picked up more hits, including Beers and Sunshine in 2020.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender.
The sun was not shining on Darius Rucker yesterday. He was arrested in Nashville on two misdemeanor drug charges. Rucker has acknowledged heavy drug use in the past while touring with Hootie and the Blowfish. This week's arrest happened after I spoke with him about his latest honor, a new star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. At the ceremony in December, he said the recognition was the biggest thing that's ever happened to him.
Oh, man, it feels amazing. You know, that'll be there forever, and the names that are on there, you know, you don't get that unless you've really made an impact on entertainment in our country, and so to have that is pretty amazing.
Did you ever think, growing up in South Carolina, that your name would ever be on that list of stars in America?
Oh, goodness, no. Never, you know, never even dreamt anything like that. I was just hoping to make some music over my life, and I got to do that, and you know, I got the star, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. On top of all that, you have a new album out. It's called Carolyn's Boy. I want to listen to a track here. This is Fires Don't Start Themselves.
There will dance through the kitchen and straight down the hall at my old blue jeans and your sundress fall. Girl, we're holding the lighter and fires don't start themselves.
By the way, that song has an outstanding music video. An exhausted couple rediscovers their romantic spark, and in the process, they burn down everything they touch. It's quite amusing. The album, though, in all seriousness, was an homage to your mother, who died before your music career took off. Why was it time to honor her now?
She was such a big influence on me and my biggest supporter. And it was the first day we were in the studio, and I was just having a bad mental health day, I guess. And I was sitting there, and the band was talking about the song, and I just remember thinking, you know, well, at the end of the day, I'm just my mama's boy. And right then, I was like, I'm going to name it Carolyn's Boy. And my mood got better, and we went and made the record, and you know, it was just time for me to pay homage to her.
Yeah. Is there a spot in the album where we can hear her spirit come through or her influence on your music?
She was such a great singer. I think when you hear me all the time, you can hear her influence. I always try to sing like her. She was a lot better than me, though. But there's so many songs, I think.
One of my favorites on the album is about the nostalgia of early friendships and first love. This one's called Sarah.
It don't matter if you're married. It don't matter if you're settled down. It don't matter if you're five kids deep on a dead-end street in the middle of town. I don't want to be your lover, I don't want to be your man. I just want to sit and talk to you till the day is through like we're 13 again. I ain't looking for a one night, I'm just looking for a friend.
Tell you what, I've listened to a lot of country music in my life. I've heard a lot of country songs about lost love, but I don't think I've ever heard a song that approached it quite this way. And I think that it probably resonates with anyone who thinks fondly about the people that they cared about a lifetime ago, you know, 30 years ago. What's your take on that song?
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody's had their Sarah. That somebody in their life that might have been love or romance back in the day, but now you just love to see them just to remember that friend that you had. And it just resonates, I think. It's just one of those songs, I know it resonates for me. Every time we play it or I hear it, I just go, man, I love that song.
Darius Rucker, you helped raise a lot of money to help build a hospital in South Carolina. You dedicate some of your time to an organization called Musicians on Call, and this is where famous people like you show up and sing for sick people in the hospital. And I want to play this clip here, pardon the sound, because it's from a virtual concert that you performed right at the heart of the pandemic.
All you nurses and doctors, all you medical professionals, thank you guys for all you do. And moms and dads with your kids and everything is just really awesome. Thank you guys for everything, and God bless you all.
Head out south to the land of the pines, I'm coming my own way from North Carolina. Staring up the road, pray to God I see headlights.
Is it true your mother was a nurse, and I wonder if that was any part of the connection you've had to building hospitals and to,
oh,
to
absolutely.
Working for people? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a nurse. I mean, she worked at the hospital that I helped build the children's hospital for. She worked there for 30 years, so it was, you know, that was important to me to be a part of that, and I think that's why I do love to help hospitals and stuff like that, because, you know, that really was how I ate. That was how I got clothes, my mom being a nurse, so I try to help as much as I can.
How do the kids respond when they see you walk in?
Oh, they love it. And I always ask the same question, you know, what song do you want to hear? And 90% of the time it's Wagon Wheel.
Well, speaking of Wagon Wheel, if people don't know, your version is one of the best-selling songs in country music history. And, you know, I was talking recently with Ketch Secor, who co-wrote that song for Old Crow Medicine Show, of course, and he told me that he thinks that country music, because of its proximity to rural America and over the years conservative politics, that he can help bridge some of the divides of this fractured time that we live in. I thought that was a really interesting conversation, and considering your connection to the song and to Nashville, I wonder what you think about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would love to be part of that bridge that connects. I believe, like Ketch, that country music doesn't have to be so divisive. You know, and I love to see country music starting to look more like America. It's music. You know, there's room for everybody.
Well, and the reason I asked you that is because there is a couple of songs on the album, actually, that kind of get at this, including this one. It's called In This Together.
We're all in this together, whether we're flying, falling, or pulling that good time lever. I bring you wild, bring you crazy, bring you what the hell. We're life ain't a party, it ain't all here. We're all in this together.
You mentioned representation. There's not a lot of black men in country music. You know that as well as anyone. I wonder if you could talk about that, because you've had such success, right? I mean, do you think you can help move country music forward?
I think it's already started happening. You know, that's one of the things I'm most proud of is when I started, there wasn't anybody that looked like me on the radio. Now, you know, you got Kane Brown and Willie Jones and Chapel Hart. You know, Charlie came and he worked his butt off, you know, and it seems like for 25 years, country music kept African Americans out of it. You know, now that I've had some success and watching other folks have success, and I think it's a change. It's great to see it happening.
I think you just mentioned Charlie Pride. Is that who you're referring to there?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, country music's first black superstar. What was your relationship with him like before he died? Did he help you? Did he help bring you along?
Absolutely. He was you know, Charlie and I became really good friends. He was one of the only people that I could really talk to about what I was going through, because he was the only other one that had gone through it, you know. So we became friends, and he always made me laugh, and we talked a lot. And he was just a real special man. I miss him a lot.
No doubt you're a star in country music, but listen, as someone who was coming of age basically in the mid-1990s, right alongside your rise with Hootie and the Blowfish, I have to ask you about that, because there's a reunion tour this summer, Hootie and the Blowfish back on the road. And I want to know what that's like for you to step back into that mode or that identity as the front man of this iconic band after you've had such a musical evolution.
It's actually really easy. I mean, every time we get in the room, we always fall right into the same dynamic we've had for 40 years now. So it's Mark's band, and I'm the singer. Let's go.
Like riding a bike, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, why do you think people still respond to Hootie and the Blowfish after all these years? Man. Why do they still want to go to a Hootie concert?
I'll tell you, dude. In 19, we hadn't played in like 15 years or something, 14 years. We hadn't toured. And they said they wanted to do the tour, and I was like, I don't know. I don't want to go back out and play 5,000-seaters. And everybody was like, we're going to go sell out arenas. I was like, yeah, right. And we went out and sold out everywhere. And it was like, I was like, wow, people just want to hear us play. And we have to be smart about it. If we went out every year, it wouldn't be like that. but picking and choosing the time when we want to go out, like going out this year because it's the 30th anniversary of Crack the Review, perfect reason to go out.
Tell me your favorite song from that era, and we'll go out on that with you today.
Oh, Let Her Cry. That's still one of the greatest songs ever written.
Why?
It's a catchy song. It tells a story. You know, I think God sent me that one.
Darius Rucker has a new star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and his latest album is Carolyn's Boy. Darius, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Oh, great talking to you. And just let her cry.